Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hey, Dave Clements here, and in studio with me I have Allie Burke. She's a development director for Healing Rains, and she's brought along with her today Kirsten Morrill, the community engagement manager. What does the community engagement manager do?
That's a great question. I guess I can say I wear a lot of hats, anywhere from fundraising, event planning, getting out in the community and meeting new people, sharing with them what Healing Rains does. I manage our social media, and I am Allie's right-hand guy in everything else that she might need throughout the day.
And Allie, I feel like most people know by now, because I've had you on several times, but there are still some people that might not know what Healing Rains is. Can you give us kind of an overview of what you guys do?
Yeah, so we're actually really proud to say that we have been providing equine-assisted services to the community for 25 years. So this is our 25th year anniversary. We provide services for individuals who experience disabilities, special needs. We have a mental health clinic on site. So we have clinicians that you can actually meet with your therapist out in the pasture with the animals in a farm setting. We provide services for free for veterans and first responders. We actually are enrolling right now for that program, so if anyone is interested, please come check us out on our website. We have a free service for folks that experience dementia or Alzheimer's called Making Connections, and we're also trying to grow that program. And then we have our traditional therapeutic horsemanship or adaptive horsemanship. We have something called hippotherapy, which is actually PT or occupational or physical therapy using the movement of the horse. And
why is that called hippo? I was hoping you had a hippo or something.
I wish. I believe hippo is a Latin term for horse. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it's really physical occupational therapy using the movement of the horse. So it's pretty cool.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And the programs are really thriving at our brand new site in Tumalo. So we've been at the site for just a few months now in full service.
And it's going well?
It's going awesome.
You like this place?
It's gorgeous. 30 acres. It's incredible. It's the drive to work every morning is just breathtaking.
Yeah.
And we're actually finding that folks are thinking that it's a lot more accessible than it has been in the past for us, for people to reach us. So we're now more accessible to Tumalo, Madras, Sisters, and even the folks in Bend that have been with us for many, many years. We're right off the highway, so it's really easy. Very close to the new Costco.
Yeah, the old place, you know, in Bend, but it was down all these country roads,
right,
if you will, right?
Yeah, so we're right off the highway.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot really close to the Bight.
Get to. Kirsten, you guys are doing bingo today. That's one of the things is you guys have all these great programs trying to raise money. You are a nonprofit, and one of the things you're doing is bingo. What do you know about that?
Yeah, so this morning, 10 a.m., we are hosting bingo at Silver Moon Brewing with the UNI movement. It's going to be a blast. It has a ton of fun. We're going to have prizes, bevies, and it's going to be a great time. So please come on by. Yeah,
today. What time?
Today, 10 a.m. Doors open at 9:30.
Where?
At Silver Moon Brewing.
And did you say bevies?
Bevies.
Wow, you are so hip.
Thank you.
I'm going to assume that means beverages.
Yes, adult beverages, NA beverages.
You can do it. It's like a full brunch party.
Yeah.
So if you're a brunch person, this is the place to be.
Sure.
It truly is. Yeah. It's going to be a fun time. And all of the bingo sales go back to Healing Rain, which continues to help support our mission.
Okay, bingo, 10:30 this morning, Silver Moon. Let's talk about this other thing you've got going on. We've been talking about this actually quite a bit on the air, the holiday cheer drive-through that you're doing. What's that all about?
Yeah. So next Saturday, we are having our holiday cheer drive-through at our new location in Tumalo. It's going to be a blast from 2 to 4 p.m. December 14th. Come one, come all. We're going to have our horses from our healing herd dressed up in their best festive wear. We'll have a hot cocoa station.
Does
we'll
that count as a bevy? Hot
yeah.
cocoa? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I get my turn. If I'm going to be hip.
Yeah, like hot bevies.
We got hot bevies.
Hot bevies, baby.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we also are going to have Santa, and kiddos can drop their letters off with Santa as they drive throughout the property, and then hopefully Santa will give them a write back, and we'll decorate the property. We'll have carolers, cheery wavers, and I think the best part about it is really just being able to showcase our new property to everybody, especially those that we're closer to in Redmond and Sisters in Tumalo, and also spreading some holiday cheer. So please come by. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. It's free, but we do have a $10 donation suggested, and it's going to be a great time.
Okay, and more information on the website, I assume.
Yes, more information on the website, healingrains.org/events.
Okay. And one more thing I want to talk about, we're limited on time this week, and I apologize for that. End of year, everybody's pushing to get their message out there, and I'm glad that we were able to connect. Let me ask you this, Ellie. You said that you guys are actually doing some hiring? Is that what you were saying off the air? What kind of people are you looking for? What are you hiring for?
Well, we are definitely in need of some writing instructors right now. So if you know anyone in the area that is also a professional writing instructor, please send them our way. And then we're also looking for mental health clinicians that are familiar with the farm setting, that are interested in horses, are interested in using horses in their practice. But we are definitely hiring for both our clinic and for our adaptive horsemanship services for riding instructors right now.
Okay. Well, that's all the time we have. I appreciate you guys coming in. Of course, Kirsten, you haven't done this yet. We always end with the website. So I want you to say the website, but I want you to say a little slower this time.
Oh, yeah. You caught me. I'm a fast talker, folks. Sorry about that. You can find us at healingrains.org. That is R-E-